VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. At least 45 people have been killed after a devastating fire broke out in apartment buildings, also used as chemical warehouses, in an old part of the Bangladeshi capital. Bangladesh's fire service chief says the number of bodies may increase. The search is still going on. He said the blaze at Chowk Bazaar in the old part of Dhaka might have originated from a gas cylinder before quickly spreading through the building where highly flammable chemicals were stored. The flames raced through four adjoining buildings, which were also used as chemical warehouses, including for storing plastic granules and body sprays. U.S.-backed forces are one step closer to liberating the last patch of Syrian territory held by the Islamic State terror group, but a final assault could still be days away. The Global Coalition tweeted on Wednesday that the most hardened of ISIS fighters still remain. It said U.S.-backed forces continue to receive civilians attempting to escape to safety. The coalition statement came hours after the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces broke a stalemate with IS fighters still holed up in the village of Baghouz, securing the release of hundreds of civilians, including women and children. The Al-Shabaab militant group has claimed responsibility for the assassination of Somalia's deputy attorney general on Wednesday in Mogadishu. Officials say the attack took place in the Hodan district as Mohammed Abdirahman Mursal left home for work. Witnesses told VOA Somali that two men on a motorcycle blocked his way, ordered him to exit the car, and shot him dead. This is VOA News. Egyptian security officials say they executed nine suspected members of the Muslim Brotherhood on Wednesday. All were convicted of involvement in the 2015 assassination of the country's top prosecutor. The killing of Hisham Barakat was the first of a senior official in Egypt in a quarter century. The United States and its European allies say a new flare-up of fighting in South Sudan violates that country's peace agreement. They're demanding the clashes end immediately. A UN fact-finding mission in South Sudan has uncovered evidence of violence and gross violations of human rights that may amount to war crimes and crimes against humanity. The report by the three-member UN Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan will be submitted to the UN Human Rights Council March 12th. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the launch of the report in Geneva.
The report covers the human rights situation in South Sudan in 2018, but Commission member Andrew Clapham says it is not possible to ignore the more recent atrocities occurring in the country. He says the Commission is particularly upset by reports of renewed fighting in the Ye River area in central Equatoria between the government and rebel National Salvation Front. He says thousands of civilians have been forcibly displaced following what he calls a scorched earth policy. He says the warring parties reportedly are attacking villages, torching homes, killing civilians, and raping women and girls.
A report of juror misconduct in the El Chapo case is raising questions about the conviction of the Mexican drug lord in Brooklyn. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Defense attorney Eduardo Balareso says if the charges made in a Vice News article about the El Chapo jury are true, it's clear his client did not get a fair trial. A Vice correspondent quotes a juror as saying several members of the panel routinely ignored the judge's admonishment to ignore news coverage of the case. They avidly read coverage on Twitter. Jurors' identities were kept secret. They were brought to and from home every day under heavy security. Balareso did not say whether the defense would seek a new trial. Joaquin Guzman was convicted last week on charges expected to put him in prison for life. Warren Levinson, New York.
President Trump on Wednesday said it will be, quote, totally up to the new attorney general as to when and how to release the special counsel's Russia investigation report. CNN reporting the completion of Robert Mueller's investigation could come as early as next week. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.